From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. German Wing said its Airbus A320 aircraft that crashed in the French Alps Tuesday started descending a minute after reaching its cruising height and continued losing altitude for 8 minutes. The aircraft's contact with French radar and French air traffic controllers ended at 10:53 at an altitude of about 6,000 feet. Then the plane crashed. That's according to the Lufthansa unit German Wing's managing director, Thomas Winkelmann, speaking to journalists at a news conference. Winkelmann said that there was routine maintenance on the aircraft performed by Lufthansa Technik on Monday. The comments from German Wings came after France's transport minister said that none of the 150 people on the jetliner had survived the accident. This is French President François Hollande. He said that among those killed included Germans, Spaniards, and probably Turks. Mr. Hollande said that he could not say with total certainty that no French nationals were aboard the flight. He added that it's a tragedy on our soil. Mr. Hollande also called German Chancellor Angela Merkel to express his condolences. Meanwhile, in a press conference today, Ms. Merkel said that the plane crash is a total shock and that an investigation into the plane crash will be conducted. The German chancellor added that she expressed her condolences to the families and that they will provide all assistance possible. Afghanistan's President Ashraf Ghani meets U.S. President Barack Obama at the White House Tuesday. It comes amid questions about the future of the U.S. military presence in the country. Meanwhile, Ghani and his chief executive met with other officials Monday. VOA News. Lawmakers in South Sudan Tuesday voted to extend the tenure of President Salva Kiir by 3 years. It's a move the government had was necessary for stability amid an ongoing rebellion led by a former deputy president. The proposal to extend Kiir's presidency, which was set to expire in July, was endorsed in February by Kiir's cabinet before being forwarded to parliament for approval. Yemen Shiite rebels made advances in southern Yemen Tuesday, clashing with rival militias loyal to the country's current president. The rebels entered the town of Al-Dalia and fought fierce gun battles with militias who support Abd Rabu Mansur Hadi. To the north in Taiz province, the rebels and soldiers loyal to ousted President Ali Abdullah Saleh clash with anti-Houthi protesters. The soldiers opened fire on those protesters, killing at least one and wounding several others, according to medical officials. The Asian Development Bank says the outlook for emerging Asian economies is upbeat into 2016, with economic growth in India and Southeast Asia offsetting a slowing Chinese economy. Ron Corbett reports.
In its annual outlook released Tuesday, the Asian Development Bank is positive about Asia's economies, despite China's growth slowing to a rate not seen in almost 25 years. But China's moderating economy will be offset by economic gains in India and Southeast Asia, a U.S. economic recovery, and by low world oil prices, the bank said. Speaking at a Hong Kong news briefing broadcast live on the internet, ADB chief economist Shang Jinwei said the outlook was generally upbeat over the next 2 years. In Southeast Asia, Thailand's growth was also set to improve, making a contribution to the region's better economic prospects. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok, Thailand.
A slight rebound in gasoline prices and rising costs in other areas boosted U.S. consumer prices in February. It's a sign that inflation might be stabilizing. A report Tuesday from the Labor Department shows consumer prices rose 0.2% for the month after declining previously. Consumer prices for the past 12 months were unchanged. U.S. oil prices fell sharply from June to January, and the savings rippled through the entire economy, keeping prices in check. Inflation is below the 2% annual rate that the U.S. Central Bank experts say is healthy for the economy. Afghan officials say gunmen have killed at least 13 people in a late-night attack on passengers traveling on a highway in central Afghanistan. Several attackers opened fire on vehicles around 1 a.m. local time. A motive has not been determined. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.